Just as George Orwell's Big Brother used the constant threat of war with enemy megastates to frighten its subjects into submission to their megastate, so too the American Empire constantly feeds the fire of fear where the likes of China and Russia are concerned. And I'm not saying there's no reason to be concerned about Russia and China, make no mistake, but as a child of the 80s who remembers the actual 1984 and the perpetual Cold War with the Soviet Union, or USSR, I've grown suspicious of the USSA's Big Brother impersonation. One very revealing shift over recent years has been the way that the left, who throughout my childhood and well into my adult years, had gushed over the Soviet Union and begged for us all to just get along. That same left is now the force most interested in warmongering and provoking Russia into armed conflict. The left is advocating everything possible to poke and provoke the evil Russians into war on Russia's own borders, its own doorstep, it should be noted, while being just a short while removed from wanting to bend over backwards to accommodate Moscow. Literally, for my whole childhood and most of my adult life, the left was all about accommodating Moscow. Weird, huh? Not really, since the bottom line for the left is the advance of communism, and since Russia, for all of its very significant problems, is currently far less commie than the old USSR, the left wing of the Marxist USSA now has an axe to grind with Moscow. Then there's the neocon warmongering neo-Marxist right wing of the USSA dragon, with its globe-spanning military and globe-dominating military-industrial complex, systems that seem to work very hard at border control overseas while doing nothing about border control on the home front. Weird, huh? Not at all. Since the goal of the USSA right, the USSA left, and the system-controlled military-industrial complex is not about protecting what you and I have been conditioned to think of as the US of A. Not by a long shot. The USSA political parties and military machine is there to protect the interests of the almighty American state, which is another way of saying the massive Orwellian Big Brother nightmare construct that is deliberately destroying our freedoms and securing our bondage. Which brings us neatly to the title of this episode. The Establishment Needs a Major War. As the economy continues to convulse on its deathbed, and distrust in our laughably incompetent and downright evil institutions continues to grow to the precipice of collapse, revolution, or both, the USSA system will almost certainly lead us into a major war in an effort to distract us from the evils of our own USSA system and refocus our energy on an external enemy. You know, the old rally round the flag trick. Only this time it won't work. Not nearly as well as it has in the past anyway, or as well as it would have worked just 10 or even 5 years ago. Too many people have awakened to the reality that the USSA is an evil, wicked system designed to destroy individual freedom and make the masses debt slaves to its fiat slavery, fiat economic system. The good news is that this evil economic construct and the Big Brother warfare and welfare machines that it fuels is about to die. The bad news is that it's probably going to lead us into one more major war on its way down. So brace for impact and plan accordingly. And remember, history may be about to take a very violent turn, but the opportunities on the other side will be amazing. If you appreciate this perspective, please connect with me through HellraiserReport.com. Now more than ever, in this era of open anti-Christian bigotry and anti-freedom mobs, we need to get connected with each other. We need to support one another. If you appreciate this kind of content and would like a daily dose of informed optimism, subscribe to the channel and get connected at HellraiserReport.com.